Chapter 4, Legs and Feet. One strong theme that immediately becomes apparent throughout this book is the strong similarity of the accounts. Despite separation by date and location, the healing cases corroborate each other with incredible detail. Therefore, despite the fantastical nature of the accounts, it becomes increasingly difficult to deny their veracity. This chapter presents 23 cases involving people who have been healed by a UFO of injuries to their legs or feet. The first case here is also among the first ever to be publicly revealed. Case #010. Broken legs. In 1952, pioneering UFO researcher Gordon Creator interviewed Hans Klotzbach, a young German citizen. On May 25, 1948, Klotzbach stowed away on a coal train heading toward Luxembourg. Having no passport, Klotzbach hoped to enter the country illegally. His plan worked, and in the middle of the night as the train approached the frontier control station at the border, he leapt from the moving train. He landed badly and sustained terrible injuries to his legs. Bleeding badly and unable to walk, Klotzbach fainted. When he awoke, he found himself in an unexpected place, the interior of a UFO. The cabin was lit up with a bright opal blue light. He heard a voice address him in German and give him information about upcoming cataclysmic events on Earth. The voice said that they had come upon his body as he lay dying beside the railway line, and feeling compassion for him, took him aboard and healed him. The voice continued to speak, and at some point, Klotzbach again lost consciousness. According to Creator, 4 days later, Hans Klotzbach came to and found himself lying on a mossy bank in a small wood just 6 kilometers inside Luxembourg and about 10 kilometers from where he had made his jump. His trousers were thickly encrusted with dried blood and his shoes were full of dried blood. But his injured legs had been totally healed. The case first appeared in Gordon Creator's article, Healing from UFOs, in the Flying Saucer Review, which was the first article to address the subject of UFO healings. One in the previous chapter we examined the case of Tim, who was healed of an arm injury sustained during a UFO encounter. The vast majority of cases involve healings of injuries that had occurred prior to the encounter. However, a small number of cases involve people who were injured during their encounter, such as the following. Case #027. Leg incision. Sometime in the late 1950s, Kotakti Angrivla of the Eastern Transvaal in South Africa encountered a landed UFO. She was subsequently invited aboard the ship and was given a tour through space. However, prior to her invitation, the alien showed her just how advanced they were. Before her eyes, the alien made Grivla's car invisible using a rod-like device. Believing that her car was gone and not just invisible, Grivla walked over to where her car should have been. As she did, she gashed her leg on the invisible license plate. The alien told her that although they could turn objects invisible using mind power, it was much easier with gadgets. The undescribed spaceman then cured Grivla using mind power alone. As the report on the case says, the spaceman was able to administer first aid accomplished by directing his gaze to the wound, which promptly healed. Too obviously, some UFO healing cases are better verified than others. Some rely solely on the testimony of one witness. Others have multiple witnesses. Some involve undiagnosed conditions. Others involve conditions that have been fully documented. A well-substantiated and widely published case comes from pioneering investigator Jack Svalley and involves a gentleman, a medical doctor, who was cured of 2 injuries. Case #044. Axe wound on ankle, partial paralysis. On November 2, 1968, in the French Alps, Dr. X, a physician, was awakened just before 4:00 a.m. by the cries of his infant son. He found his son looking out the window, gesticulating toward something. Looking out through the shutter, the doctor saw strange flashes of light, which he first thought were lightning. A few minutes later, he looked out an UN-shuttered window and saw two luminous discs hovering outside his home. They were white on top, red underneath, and flared brightly at regular intervals. As he watched, the two discs moved to the left, and then converged together and became one. The single object then shone a beam of light down upon the ground. After a moment, the beam swept forward and struck the doctor on the front of his body. There was a loud bang, and the object disappeared. At the time of the incident, Dr. X suffered from partial paralysis of his right arm and leg. The paralysis was a result of injuries received many years earlier during the Algerian War. Before the war, the doctor was able to play the piano quite well. After the war, the paralysis rendered him unable to play the piano at all, and he also walked with a limp. Dr. X also suffered from a recent flesh wound on his ankle. He had been chopping wood 3 days earlier when the axe slipped and gouged deeply into his ankle, which was still swollen and painful. After being struck by the beam of light, the doctor was dazed and shaken. He woke his wife and told her what happened. She instantly saw that his ankle wound had completely disappeared. The next day, Dr. X realized that he no longer suffered from any type of paralysis. He no longer walks with a limp and has taken up piano playing again. 3. There are a number of cases in which people are healed of injuries sustained in an auto accident. Interestingly, in some of these cases, such as the following, there are indications that the ETs are aware of the accident before it actually happens. Case #047. Leg injuries. As investigated by French UFO researcher Guy Tarrad, on August 11, 1969, ambulance. Driver Jean Miguiers was driving his ambulance near Rue, France when he heard a telepathic voice say, "Do not be afraid, nothing bad will happen to you, you will feel nothing." 20 minutes later, he was still driving when he saw a 60-foot-wide metallic object shrouded in mist moving toward him. The ambulance was moving at 100 miles per hour. At this moment, his ambulance was struck by an oncoming vehicle. Miguiers hadn't seen it coming. It was a head-on collision. While Miguiers was trapped in the wreckage of his vehicle, a being materialized next to him. Assured him that he was injured, but alive, and that he would feel no pain. "I am going to regenerate you by a procedure that is not yet known on your planet," he told Miguiers. The being removed a 1-inch-wide glowing, white disc from a pouch on his belt and placed it against the nape of Miguiers' neck. He felt a prickling sensation move down his spinal column. The being said, "This accident was necessary for you, we will come back to see you." Miguiers suffered broken bones and serious injuries from the accident. He was rushed to the hospital. He underwent multiple operations and was declared clinically dead twice. When his gallbladder burst, the beings telepathically told him to leave the hospital. Miguiers left and was put in the Montpellier hospital near his home. There he underwent more operations and had another near-death experience. After 3 weeks in the hospital, he was sent home. The beings told him he had succeeded in his mission and that "we will continue to protect you." Unfortunately, his injuries from the accident left him unhealed. Even 3 years later, he was still in pain and unable to walk. Then one day, he began healing in record time and found himself able to walk, even without a limp. He also discovered that he had the gift of healing. He remains in telepathic contact with the ETs and has written a book about his experiences. For as we have seen, a common pattern that runs throughout this book is that the UFO healing cases are universal, occurring across the entire planet. UFOs, it appears, display no prejudice in regards to race. Some countries have produced more reports than others, but it could be that this is due to cultural issues as opposed to the actual number of cases. For example, despite its large size and population, only one case comes from China. Case #117. Leg incision. Around midnight on March 7, 1987, a family of three from Pingwu, in the Zhekwa province of China, was awakened by a loud humming noise. The mother, father and young child went outside and saw a huge, red-orange, hat-shaped UFO hovering overhead. Suddenly all three witnesses found themselves inside the object strapped to three steel tables, being examined by bluish aliens with three apparent eyes on their forehead. At one point during the examination, one of the ETs made an incision on the child's thigh, then quickly healed it by passing a pencil-like device over it. 5. The following case has a number of unusual elements that make it stand out from other cases. The witness was injured under unusual circumstances. He was cured in full view of another person. Also, while most cases involve the use of lights or technology, in this case the witness was healed using mind power. Case #164. Swollen leg. One evening in 1990, former military officer, Mr. Moskalko of Moscow, Russia, was walking with his friend, Major Oleg Belomstov, when Moskalko was struck by an invisible force which knocked him down and flung him off the road. His leg was injured and he became mentally disoriented. Major Belomstov assisted Moskalko, and as they continued to walk home, a short, thin man in black clothing stopped them and, ignoring Major Belomstov, turned to Moskalko and telepathically warned him of another possible alleged strike against him. The strange man squatted down and touched Moskalko's swollen leg with the palm of his hand. Moskalko felt a flash of heat, at which point the pain in his leg disappeared and Moskalko's mental confusion cleared up. Then events became even more bizarre. Previously, Moskalko had experienced a UFO encounter, and the strange man now questioned him about the incident, and then moments later, disappeared. Researcher Albert Rosales, perhaps best known for his multi-series volumes chronicling humanoid sightings across the world, writes that this case is one of many reports indicating curative powers on the part of aliens or humanoids. 6. One of the rarest types of healing is of an injury caused by an animal attack. We have already examined the case of Deputy Robert Good, who was bitten by a baby alligator. The following case involves another type of animal attack. Case #173. Shark bite on leg. In January 1991, store owner Amador Piazza Viles saw a UFO hovering over a mountain in Las Cucara in Ponce, Puerto Rico. Unknown to Viles, there was another witness. Jose Maria Fernandez Martinez, a fisherman and the father of 7 children, also saw the UFO earlier the same week as Viles. When the object remained in place for more than 10 minutes, Fernandez grabbed his camera and tried to record it. At that moment, his camera malfunctioned. Following the incident, something very strange happened. Some days earlier, Fernandez had been bitten by a shark. His family and those around him saw Fernandez's wound on his lower leg, which was severe enough that everyone knew it would take a long time to heal. The morning after trying to film the UFO, Fernandez woke up to find his leg and foot healed, showing only a scar on his heel. "I cannot tell that the beings who came in the ship cured me," says Fernandez, "but something strange happened to me because my wound closed since that night." On the same evening, Fernandez's wife, Gloria Santiago, saw strange lights coming out of the water. 7. Because UFO healings are often relegated to the fringe of UFO research, many potentially good cases receive only brief mention. The following case is a good example, and involves a cluster of cases with multiple witnesses and healings. Despite this, the only U.S. coverage was in a small press UFO magazine, The Missing Link, now defunct. Case #188. Knee injury. An undated case, circa 1993, comes from researcher Helga Morrow. A boy from Tbilisi, Georgia in Russia, injured his knee. While still suffering from the injury, the boy received a visit from friendly extraterrestrials who operated on his knee, restoring it to normal. This case is only one of several coming from the Tbilisi region. 8. While most cases of healing involve the use of technology, some involve the use of hands-on healing, such as this next case, from researcher Barbara Lamb. Case #202. Knee injury. Matthew, of California, has had multiple encounters with ETs. On August 17, 1995, he had an encounter during which three greys entered his home. Matthew described them as having four fingers, without fingernails, and beige or grey-green skin. He found himself unable to move and understandably frightened. One of the beings told him telepathically that they would